السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله
الحمد لله رب العالمين، أحمده سبحانه وأستعينه وأتوب إليه وأستغفره، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم هو رسول الله وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين، صلى الله وسلم وبارك عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وعلى صحبك وعلى من اتبع هداك بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. I bear witness that there is no other God than Allah, praise to Him and His Highness, who has created humanity, and He sent His messengers as mercy to humanity to guide them from ignorance to His wisdom, to His light. I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, is the final messenger of Allah, the seal of all prophets, who has told the message of Allah as Allah, praise to him, wanted him to tell. May Allah send peace and blessings to his soul, to the soul of his house, to the soul of his descendants, and to his companions, and to the believers until the day of judgment. Amen. My khutbah today is a continuation of a previous khutbah I gave, part one of it, about the wisdom of Allah and His law of destroying villages or nations or communities. هلاك القرى لفسوق مترفيها. And it was based on one ayah of Surah Al-Isra, and specifically one word, أمرنا. And just as remembrance, the ayah 16, verse 16 of Surah Al-Isra says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإذا أردنا أن نهلك قرية أمرنا مترفيها ففسقوا فيها فحق عليها القول فدمرناها تدميرا. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayah, if we want to destroy a village, and meaning a community or a nation, then we command the indulgent rulers of this village or command, and after that they disobey our commands, and then we destroy it, complete destruction. Our Muslim scholars had different opinions about the meaning of Amarna. And in particular, the earliest Muslim interpreter, Al-Tabari, may Allah reward him for his work, he specified it, and he was strong in saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the rulers to be good, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي. Allah only commands what's good and what's justice for relatives and for people. Nothing wrong comes from the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this ayah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says أمرنا مترفيها, for al-Tabari, in fact al-Tabari narrating from the companions of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, in their interpretation of this word amarna, commanded, what did Allah command? Al-Tabari, according to the Sahaba, said he commanded adil wa ihsan wa khair, justice and doing good and doing all good deeds. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands. But the indulgent rulers of communities or nations disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَفَسَقُوا فِيهَا. When this happens, usually they would disseminate and spread fusuq, disobedience. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would order it to be destroyed. This is the divine law of destruction of nations, actually. First, the people who live in luxury, indulgent in luxury, disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and spreading this among their people, and people do not stop them, then the destruction happens. That's the major opinion of Sahaba, may Allah be pleased with them, and interpreters. Ibn Kathir followed al-Tabari. But in between them, al-Qurtubi, this is from Andalusia, he went far away to say, وَالْعِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ, that Allah commanded them to be disobedient, then he destroyed them. And he was not alone in that, but this is the minority opinion. And I will take, and I hope you will take, the fairest opinion, the majority, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only commands justice and good deeds. So this is concerning the meaning, and that was basically the summary of my previous khutbah. Today I want to continue showing evidence that amarna mutrafiha means commanding them good deeds and justice, but they disobeyed. First, this is not the only ayah in the Holy Quran speaking about destructions of nations and how this happens. Actually, whenever you read an ayah in the Holy Quran about how communities or nations are destroyed, it's always equated with them being disobedient, with them doing injustice to each other, with them oppressing each other. That's really destruction happens. Examples. In Surah Al-Shu'ara, this is chapter 26, verses 208 and 209. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وما أهلكنا من قرية إلا لها منذرون ذكرى وما كنا ظالمين. We have not destroyed any community or any nation or any village until we sent messengers who would warn them. And this is remembrance for those of you who would come after that, the meaning of the ayah. And we are not doing injustice to anybody. وَمَا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ. Allah will never do injustice, meaning destroying without them being warned first. In Surah Al-Anbiya, this is chapter 21, verse 11. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وَكَمْ قَصَمْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ كَانَتْ ظَالِمَةً وَأَنْشَأْنَا بَعْدَهَا قَوْمًا آخَرِينَ. We have not destroyed a village or a community or a nation before until it was self-oppressor. And in fact, the word ظلم in the Holy Quran, it starts with people oppressing themselves. How do you oppress yourself? أُمَّا ظَلَمُونَ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. By disobedience, you are doing disservice to yourself or anybody who will do that by disobedience, by doing bad deeds. They are oppressing themselves. How is that? Because they will be punished for that. And of course, the punishment is in this life. Those who go away astray, they would suffer here first, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only commands goodness to us. So there should be warners first, and second, the communities should be self-oppressors and oppressing each other. Third, وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ بَطَرَتْ مَعِيشَتَهَا. This is a third, this is verse 58 in Surah Al-Qasas, chapter 28. بَطَرَتْ مَعِيشَتَهَا means they did not thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the greatness, the blessings, the favors He has bestowed on them in wealth, in health, in families, in security. And that's the meaning of batarat ma'ishataha. When we don't realize the greatness that we are in, the happiness we are in, the security we are in, the stability we are in, the health, the wealth, the children, when we don't appreciate that, that's batar. When there is a nation which does not appreciate the goodness, these great things they are blessed with, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would consider them among those who would be destroyed. And also in Surah Al-Qasas, chapter 28, verse 59, يقول الله عز وجل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وما كان ربك مهلك القرى حتى يبعث في أمها رسولا. And Allah, your Lord, will never destroy a nation until they have a messenger sent to them. They know what they should do. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do only justice, will not punish somebody and they are ignorant. In Surah Al-Ankabut, chapter 29, verse 34, يقول الله عز وجل إِنَّا مُنزِلُونَ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ رِجْزًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ. We are descending punishment from that village or that community, punishment from above them, from sky, for what? بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ. They were disobedient. They will do things that Allah commanded them not to do. And finally, in Surah Al-Talaq, chapter 65, verse 8, يقول الله عز وجل وكأين من قرية عتت عن أمر ربها ورسله فحاسبناها حسابا شديدا وعذبناها عذابا نكرا. And Allah is telling us how many communities before you guys, the people of Nuh, the people of Ad, people of Thamud, Salih, and in between them, so many of them were held responsible for their disobedience because they atat an amri rabbiha. They disobeyed the commands of their Lord. And this is a major support for the opinion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the word amr or amara, وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا وَإِذَا عَرَدْنَا أَن نُهْلِكَ قَرْيَةً أَمَرْنَا مُتْرَفِيهَا فَفَسَقُوا فِيهَا. من الأمر هنا أمر الله سبحانه وتعالى بالعدل والإحسان ولكن الناس يفسقون. So a second support is from آيات throughout the Holy Quran with the same meaning. Also, if this is the case, this is a third way to support this opinion held by Ibn Kathir and by Al-Tabari before him. If this is the case, why doesn't Allah say it in the ayah? The ayah says, why before fasaku? Why not saying أمرنا مترفيها بأن يفعلوا الخير أمرنا مترفيها أن يقوموا بالعدل بين الناس؟ لماذا لم يقل ذلك؟ الرد على ذلك, the answer is very simple. The Holy Quran is full of ayat like that without details. It is understood. You don't need to detail everything. And as you are reading in the Holy Quran, you will see that. So many ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking, then somebody else is speaking. He doesn't say that so and so is speaking. And I collected several ayat in that, for that effect, to support this opinion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us clear but brief meanings in the ayah, brief words in the ayah. One ayah in Surah Al-Anbiya, this is chapter 21, verses 68 and 69. يقول الله عز وجل قالوا حرقوه وانصروا آلهتكم إن كنتم فاعلين. This ayah is about Sayyidina Ibrahim عليه السلام. The people over there, when he broke their statues, their idols, they got together, and the opinion that was revealed to the, or conveyed to the king, the judgment, the sentence to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, harquhu, burn him, and support your gods that he destroyed. That's ayah 68. The ayah says harquhu. So the people speaking, or the king speaking, or the audience in front of the king say, burn him. The second ayah right away, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. We said, so the ayah 68 says, قَالُوا, they said, burn him. The ayah 69 says, قُلْنَا, we said. Who's we? Allah Azza wa Jal. He doesn't need to say, I, Allah, said that. قُلْنَا, that's, it's understood. We said, يا نار كوني بردا وسلاما على إبراهيم. Oh fire, be cool and peace on Ibrahim. He didn't need to explain to us that then they went and brought firewood and put it there, and they didn't sit on a fire. Then they threw Ibrahim inside the fire. All this is detail. All this is gone. It's not there. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will describe everything in that detail, then the whole Quran will be a huge book. And it's unnecessary, it's understood. In Surah Al-Anbiya, this is chapter 21, verses 97 and 98. Also two ayats, one after the other. واقترب الوعد الحق فإذا هي شاخصة أبصار الذين كفروا يا ويلنا قد كنا في غفلة من هذا بل كنا ظالمين. واقترب الوعد الحق. The day of judgment became near. And when this happened, then the non-believers, the disbelievers, would be stunned and shocked and looking. Ya waylana, oh to us. He didn't say, they said, ya waylana. See that? So the scene Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is depicting to us, showing us, in the day of judgment, the non-believers, after they are resurrected, will be shocked and looking. Then he said in the second ayah, oh, woe to us. He didn't say, they, the non-believers, said that. Quickly shifted to that. There is unnecessary detail here. In Surah Al-Hajj, this is chapter 22, verse 15. يقول الله عز وجل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم من كان يظن أن لن ينصره الله في الدنيا والآخرة فليمدد بسبب إلى السماء ثم ليقطع فلينظر هل يذهبن كيده ما يغيظ. الله سبحانه وتعالى here is talking about two tribes near Medina, Asad wa Ghatafan. And they hesitated to accept Islam. Why? Because they used to get supplies from the Jewish tribes in the city. So they didn't want to anger their benefactors, so they were hesitant to enter Islam or not. Why is that? Because their benefactors, their patrons told them, wait a little, this man may not, if he is supported by God, then he will be rich, by the way. But he is not rich. Why would you go hasty and believe in him? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is replying to them. And he said, man kana yadhunnu, whoever thought. He did not explain whoever. He did not say Asad and Ghatafan, for example. And he did not say why they were hesitant to accept Islam. He said, whoever thinks that Allah would not support his messenger, then let him go to high up and stop the support. Stop Jibreel from descending to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. This is very clear. Example about no need for details if it is understood. And in another example, this is a famous ayah, very beautiful ayah. A lot of us know about it. This is Al-Kahf, chapter 18, verse 109. يقول الله عز وجل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل لو كان البحر مدادا لكلمات ربي لنفد البحر قبل أن تنفد كلمات ربي ولو جئنا بمثله مددا. Say, O Muhammad, say, tell people, tell humanity, if the ocean becomes ink for the words of my Lord, then the ocean would end before the words of my Lord end. And even if we bring more oceans. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of the universe, the galaxies. He knows so much. Then if he puts his words, writing it, all these oceans would not be enough. Will end before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would end his knowledge. Because words are knowledge. You know more words by more knowledge. My point here. قل لو كان البحر مدادا لكلمات ربي. Say, if the ocean is ink for the words of my Lord. Here, it, if you want detail, it should be for writing the words of my Lord. He did not say for writing. We know what the ink is for. So there is no need to write in the Quran to write the words of my Lord. If the ocean was ink for the words of my God, this is the ayah, not for the writing the words of my Lord. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enjoy us and entertain us more by the verses of the Holy Quran. It's beautiful to think about it. It's beautiful to study it. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is very close, answering your call. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. In a relevant hadith about the topic of destroying disobedient nations, and this hadith was narrated by Zainab bint Jahsh, the wife of the Prophet, may Allah be pleased with her. She said, one day the Messenger of Allah came out struck or sad or shocked. He saw something. He said, لا إله إلا الله ويل للعرب من شر قد اقترب. He said, there is no God other than Allah. Woe to Arabs. Woe means here, waylun means there is something wrong going to happen. In this case, he specified the Arabs, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored by giving them the Quran in their language so they can continue, inshallah, until the day of judgment, explaining it to the world. وَيْلٌ لِلْعَرَبْ مِنْ شَرٍ قَدْ اِقْتَرَبْ. Woe to the Arabs from something harmful, something bad is nearing them. فُتِحَ الْيَوْمُ مِنْ رَدْمِ يَأْجُوجُ وَمَأْجُوجُ مِثْلَ هَذِهِ. And he said, part of it is يَأْجُوجُ وَمَأْجُوجُ. This is a big topic, but let's say they would be invaded. And فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Zainab bint Jahsh, his wife, may Allah be pleased with her, she said, أَنُهْلَكُ وَفِينَا الصَّالِحُونَ. She asked him, are we going to be destroyed even there are good people among us? Because when we say, let's just link it to the topic I'm talking about, أَمَرْنَا مُتْرَفِيهَا فَسَقُوا فِيهَا حَقَّ عَلَيْهَا الْعَذَابِ. When there are bad people in control of the system and really indulgent and disobedient, but there are good people in society, that's really the hadith is about. That's how they are linked. أَنُهْلَكُ وَفِينَا الصَّالِحُونَ. Are we going to be destroyed even there are good people among us? قَالَ نَعَمْ إِذَا كَثُرَ الْخَبَثُ. He said, yes, if the disobedient ones are more, meaning the believers are few. So, what about those who are good and they are going to be destroyed? There is another hadith. عن معاذ رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. This is معاذ, one of the companions, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that he heard the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام saying, قال الله عز وجل. This is حديث قدسي. المتحابون في جلالي لهم منابر من نور يغبطهم النبيون والشهداء. He said, those who love each other in me, in God, means righteous people, they will be given places, inshallah, in the Day of Judgment, covered from any hardship, any harm happening to others. And they will be envied by prophets and even martyrs. And Nabiyun wa Shuhada will be envying them for their own position that they are protected. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this status of being among those who love each other for the sake of Allah. So inshallah we'll be protected in that day. Allahumma aghfir lil muslimin wal muslimat wal mu'minin wal mu'minat al ahya' minhum wal amwat innaka sami'un qareebun mujib ad da'awat ya rabbil alamin. Allahumma la tad'a lana fi hadha al yawm al 'azim dhanban illa ghafarta wala daynan illa sadadta wala maridan illa shafaita wala ghaiban illa radadta ولا حاجة شرعية إلا قضيتها لنا يا كريم. اللهم أنزل سلامك ورحمتك على البشرية كلها وخاصة على عبادك المسلمين إنهم بحاجتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استقيموا اعتدلوا وأحموا الصفوف. Sit in the lines and complete them. It's a sunnah. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
والشمس وضحاها والقمر إذا تلاها والنهار إذا جلاها والليل إذا يغشاها والسماء وما بناها والأرض وما طحاها ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها كذبت ثمود بطواها إذ انبعث أشقاها فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها فكذبوه فعقروها فدمدم عليهم ربهم بذنبهم فسواها ولا يخاف عقباها. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.